Hello, hello. Welcome to Friday, February 28th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Real quick look at all the top headlines across the board as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are scheduled to meet today at the White House. This meeting comes as U.S. support for Ukraine has drastically changed under Trump. He was asked yesterday if he still believes Zelensky to be a dictator ahead of this meeting, and he responded, quote, "Did I say that? I can't believe I said that." While the war in Ukraine will certainly be a topic, the main focus will be a new mineral agreement between the two countries. They are set to sign that agreement today. We'll see if it happens. There is bound to be some tension in the air when they come face to face. We will see how it goes today. On to sports. There's a new version of SportsCenter coming to Disney Plus. ESPN just announced SC Plus, which will be a shorter, more streamlined version of their iconic show. How short? Maybe 15 minutes. The episodes will vary based on what's going on. They called it a fast-paced daily update, which kind of sounds like a version of this podcast, so I'm into it. It premieres Monday morning on Disney Plus. In the NBA, this one broke yesterday. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich will not be returning for the rest of the season as he recovers from the stroke that he had back in November. He said, quote, "I will continue to focus on my health with the hope that I can return to coaching in the future." Wish him the best. Also in the NBA, Steph Curry scored an impressive 56 points last night. He was 3 points short of his single-game record. The Warriors beat the Magic 121-115. Lastly, this is big. It sounds like Travis Kelce has made his decision. It sounds like he'll be back with the Chiefs for at least one more season. Yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Pat read a text from Travis that said, quote, "Got a real bad taste in my mouth with how I played in the last game and how I got the guys ready for battle. I can't go out like that," with 4 exclamation marks. So while Travis still has not officially announced it himself, it definitely sounds like retirement is not in the cards quite yet. On to some entertainment headlines. A couple updates now on the deaths I mentioned yesterday. First, officials have now deemed the circumstances surrounding Gene Hackman and his wife, quote, suspicious. We know that their bodies were found in different rooms, and they are said to have been deceased for quite a while before they were discovered. While the original theory seemed to be some sort of gas leak, the word now is that there was no obvious indication of a leak. There were pills scattered, and the front door was open. Investigators say the case will require a thorough search and investigation. And now on to Michelle Trachtenberg. Her family has requested that no autopsy be conducted, so her cause of death will remain undetermined. Again, the going theory in that case is that her passing had something to do with complications from her recent liver transplant. In other news, much happier news, Wilmer Valderrama and his fiancée Amanda Pacheco are expecting. It'll be their second. They have a 4-year-old daughter and a baby on the way. Congratulations. Lastly, Katy Perry is going to space. The 6-person crew of an upcoming Blue Origin flight was just announced. Blue Origin is Jeff Bezos' company. And yeah, Katy Perry is a part of it. Gail King will be there with her, as will Jeff's fiance, Lauren Sanchez. These flights are quick, about 10 minutes from liftoff to landing. This is scheduled to happen this spring. Moving on to movie and TV news. It's Friday, so we'll take a quick look at the movies in theaters. There's not much, though, really just a couple. Woody Harrelson and Simu Liu are in a new movie about deep sea divers called Last Breath. That's out today. And Bill Murray, Pete Davidson, Jennifer Coolidge, and a bunch more are in a movie called Riff Raff, which is out this weekend in limited release. In other movie news, the big story of the weekend is the Oscars. The show is happening on Sunday. For once, I've seen most of the Best Picture nominees. You got Emilia Perez, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, The Substance, Dune Part 2, Wicked, Anora, and The Brutalist. Kind of sounds like Anora is the one to beat. That's what the experts think. Conan O'Brien is hosting the show. It's happening Sunday night on ABC. Also, one of the trending topics is always the gift bags that the nominees receive. This year, it's valued at $216,000. There are several trips included, a trip to the Maldives, Sri Lanka, $50,000 in home renovations, wellness retreats. I'll take it. In other movie news, we just got our first teaser for Shrek 5. Still going to be over a year and a half before this is in theaters, December of 2026. But I've got that teaser up in our Instagram stories this morning. I should note, a lot of people online, a lot of Shrek fans, are taking issue with the updated look, the new animation style of this movie compared to the old movies. People don't love it. And we found out that Zendaya is a part of the cast now. She is Shrek and Fiona's daughter. And an old tweet of hers has surfaced from 2017 when she said she watches Shrek too often in adulthood. She's a fan, and now she's family. In other family news, moving on to TV, this won't mean much to you unless you have a child in your life, but Mummy Pig is pregnant. That's Peppa Pig's mom. My kids went through a Peppa Pig phase, so I am invested in that family. Another piglet on the way. Congratulations. In other TV news, Oscar Nunez is returning as Oscar Martinez in the upcoming follow-up to The Office. This is going to be on Peacock. As of now, Oscar is the only returning character. In other casting news, Sharon Stone was just added to the cast of Euphoria for their upcoming third season. She said she's honored to be a part of it. One of my favorite dudes, Nathan Fielder, he just teased season two of his show, The Rehearsal, on HBO. He'll be back April 20th. Lastly, tomorrow night, comedian Shane Gillis is back to host SNL with musical guest Tate McRae. And as previously mentioned, you got the Oscars Sunday night. Okay, on to music, it's Friday. We've discussed that. That means New Music Friday. Not too much out this weekend. Benson Boone has a new song. It's called Sorry, I'm Here for Someone Else. Halsey has a new track as well. Safe Word is the name of it. That's out today. Lisa from Blackpink put out her debut solo album. It's called Alter Ego. Rebecca Black has a new one as well. You remember her? It's Friday. Her music has gotten better, and her album Salvation is out today. Singer Banks has a new album out today as well. And in country, Co Wetzel put out a live album recorded all over the place. That is also out today. In tour news, Justin Timberlake had to cancel his show in Columbus, Ohio last night. He said he's got the flu. It was the final U.S. show on his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. He announced it last night, minutes before he was supposed to take the stage. Refunds are being offered. That's a bummer. Sabrina Carpenter just added some dates onto her Short and Sweet tour. Pittsburgh, Nashville, Toronto, New York, and L.A. Those are the five cities she's hitting this fall. And lastly, this is unfortunate, Billy Joel just had a fall on stage in Connecticut. He's 75 years old. Fans were concerned. You can hear gasps. He finished the song before being helped up by his band. And then he did one more song before the night ended. I hope he's okay. Some additional headlines on this Friday morning. Back to President Trump for a minute. He announced yesterday that those paused tariffs on Mexico and Canada will go into effect on Tuesday. 25% tariffs on our two neighbors. He also said he's putting an additional 10% tariff on Chinese imports. And in an attempt to avoid the tariffs, yesterday Mexico extradited several notorious drug lords to the U.S. We'll see if that makes any difference. You might see this on social media today. A large group of consumers are taking part in a 24-hour economic blackout. They're protesting corporate greed, among other things. That is today. Also today, a planet parade. All seven planets in our solar system will appear in the evening sky. Astronomers recommend looking up about half an hour after sunset. They say that'll be your best chance to see something cool. Uranus will be dark. It will require a telescope to be seen. I'm just going to move past it. Neptune and Saturn will be hard to see as well, but I do have every intention of taking my kids out and seeing what we see. According to a new survey, this rough economy is even hitting the tooth fairy. She's not dishing out as much cash per tooth as she used to. The average value of a single tooth has declined 14% in the last year. It's one of the most significant year-over-year drops since the folks at Delta Dental started this poll. Lastly here, that brings us to the end. I always end the show with some good news. I loved this story. It made me smile, so I figured this would be a good place to put it. Officials in the Czech Republic were plotting and planning to build a dam. They apparently spent 7 years on these plans. They were going to restore water to a nature park. They got all the permits and everything. And before they could start, a group of beavers showed up and built their own dam. This saved the government $1.2 million. I'm serious. This is real. They're scrapping the whole thing because these beavers did such a great job. Free labor. That is wild to me. Nature is very, very cool. Nice job, beavers, and the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, thank you for being here. As always, much appreciated. Thank you for the support. Have a great weekend. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and we will chat again on Monday, all right? Bye.
Please tell your friends about this show. Thank you.